Omega ID Omega 85 podcast started. Omega ID Omega ID Omega 85 podcast started. Omega ID Omega ID Omega 85 4 3 2 1 are you ready? Omega ID.
Hey everyone, this is Omega 85 coming to you live from the Above Taught Secret podcast member feed. What's been happening? With me, nothing much has been happening really. Just been working a whole lot. Working in ATS. I swear to God, it's like watching a friggin' tennis match, man. Just working in ATS. Dear, what are we in for tonight? Tonight, I think I'll start by telling you what I am drinking at the moment, because that seems to be the thing to do. And other than that, nothing much. I am drinking Coke. Yep, Coca-Cola from Burger King is what I am drinking. You know, I think that Coca-Cola from Burger King tastes somewhat, you know, more sort of, what's the word you'd use to describe it there? You know, pretty good, really, I guess. It's pretty groovy. What else am I in for? I mean, what are we in for, sorry? I said we were gonna, I was gonna tell you what we were in for, and then I just started talking about my drink. I mean, which is the thing to do, really. I'm just drinking Coke. You know, to some of you people that might seem a little, what's the word? Pansy-ish of me, but, I mean, I gotta work tomorrow, so I can't, you know, hit the hard stuff tonight. Anyway. Well, tonight, it's 9 p.m. here in Australia, and tonight, I'm going to talk about some stuff, and show you guys some tunes, which are pretty cool. One of them, I think, is quite fitting to all of those cool ATSs that believe in the paranormal and UFOs and things like that. It is quite groovy, by one of my favourite bands. Start off with here, I think I will say a big congratulations to DJ Arams. I hope to God that's how you say it. For his sort of, you know, membership as a super moderator. Very big congratulations to DJ Arons. Because he was cool as a moderator. But if it's possible, he could be cooler as a super mod. Another thing, Matt, where's Magic? I swear to Christ, man, I've been looking for Magic's podcasts, like, looking for new ones, and I haven't seen him in ages. I mean, Magic, what are you doing? Shame on you, Magic. Shame on you. I'm just kidding, dude. Say hello to, you know, the gang. Asala and Uni and Nightboy and Who else? Well, yeah, Blue. Say hello to Blue there. Say hello, and I'll send my wishes out to William Onesack, the one and only. Say hello to Springer and, you know, the Three Amigos there. Or is it Skeptic and the Three Amigos? I don't know. Anyway, speaking of Springer, I was, you know, listening to the podcasts on ATS, as I do so often, and I came across this extremely funny podcast by Dave Rabbit and our favourite Springer, and, you know, I'd advise everyone over the age of 16, or 18, or, you know, whatever, to have a listen to this, because it's extremely funny. It's hell funny, man. It's called Springer's Sprung, or something like that, but, you know, have a look for it, and have a listen, because it's damn funny. Interesting threads. Well, you know, interesting threads here. There's a thread, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's called The Dulce Bass Finally Found? ? That's damn interesting. Everyone should have a read of that, because it's interesting. And that's all I'll say on that. Anyway, what else? The photo thread is still up and going. People, I've seen Lysergic in the photo thread for the past few days now. Get in there, people, and post some damn photos. Don't make me come up there. Just, you know, far out. Okay. Looking on the ATS front page, which is also my home page, as I'm sure it is for everybody. It better be. First one. Iran broadcasts biplane footage of US fleet in Gulf. We'll definitely have to have a look at that. US vetoes Israeli UN condemnation of Gazi airstrikes. Next one. Do you think the human race is ready for ET? Well, personally, I think there are those members of the human race that, you know, have already been in contact with extraterrestrials. I think it's very possible. You know what I mean. I know you do. Another one. White House is now a target. I would have thought that the White House would have always been a target. Really? I mean, let me have a look at it here. Al-Qaeda claims US is running away from the battlefield. Also, they've set their sights on the White House. I imagine that Al-Qaeda, in my personal opinion, would have had their eyes set on the White House for a long time. I mean, hell, I've got my eyes set on the White House. Maybe not the White House. More like that jerk who, you know, who lives in it. But, anyway. What else? Oh, yeah, speaking of podcasts, I'd advise everyone to have a listen to Zed's podcast. What it is, it's Zed and Magic. I was listening to it today, actually, and it's really good. They talk about a lot of stuff, and, you know, those two have a really cool sort of cosmic meld there. It's really groovy. What's funny is the thread about that dude that it's from the Ministry of Defense there that resigned because of the aliens. I think that's a bit you know, it's a bit fishy. It is a bit fishy to me anyway. And you know, it's been, you know, a few weeks now and we're still without our beloved Chat. Where's Chat? You know, where is it? Maybe the aliens took it. I don't know. I really don't. But you know, I know that, you know, the great Skeptic Overlord is doing everything he can to get that feature back for us, because you know, there are some of us that are physically suffering because we don't have our chat feature. And I know that I'm telling you this and you're thinking, yeah, right, but I'm telling you, there's some people that are physically suffering. I kid you not. Hey, speaking of Oni, Oni's online. Let's say hello to Oni while we're here. Hi, Oni. So there we go. Speak of the devil. Anyway, what did I say before? Yeah, I encourage everyone to have a listen to Zedekus Zulzuranda's and Magic's Jewel podcast. It is quite good. Also, remembering that Springer and DJ Dave Rabbit's podcast is also really good. Get in there and listen to it, and if you haven't podcasted before, damn it, do it, because it's really cool. I mean, it's really cool, and it's addictive too. I mean, Magic told me that it is really addictive, and it, you know, if you do, you get to become like all the other podcasters out there, and sort of become a member of the ATS Podrotty. Which is very good. It's very good. You know, perks of being an ATS Podrotty are, you know, every week you get money in your bank account, and on the way to work, a giant friggin' tunnel opens up on the side of the road so you get there without getting stuck in traffic and shit. I'm just kidding. But seriously, it is fun. And it is good, you get to put your voice out there. No, it's really good. And I advise everyone to do so. Okay, so I said we would play a song. So I guess I'll play a song. Okay, so as I said, this is a song that I think is very fitting to all the, you know, the non-skeptics out there that believe in the paranormal and the, you know, extraterrestrials, UFOs, you know, the whole conspiracy thing. I think it's a great song. I'm gonna put it on for you now, okay? Here we go.
The curtain is open, a head to put open. Now we will come clean in the future. We've seen it. No, no, I know. I said no, no. It's like a dream. Boom, rang into a bigger bang.
So, that was one of my favorite bands, the Red Hot Chili Peppers with We Believe. Great song, I think. You know, fantastic. You know, lyrics are good, and if you've noticed on the last piece of that song, you can hear a sort of alien voice. And so if you didn't hear that, I suggest you go back, crank it up, and listen to that, because it's such an awesome song by an awesome band. So, yeah. Again, I'd like to say hello to... Who we got? There's so many people. You know, Magic, Asala, Oni, Springer, Parhija, you know, the one and only Mr. Wookie. He, the man is a legend, seriously. Who else? Blue, I think I said Oni already. You know, DJ Arams, congratulations again. You know, all of the Three Amigos. Big hello to William Wonsack. You know, I wish him well. Night Boy. Wow, there's so many people. 12 Mate KL2C. Big hello to him. Yeah, just hello to everybody. I wonder if I'll get any podcast replies to this. Oh yeah, before I head off, I'm going to tell you guys about something that I was thinking about, which I think that I will do. My plan is, and I want to hear your input on this, is to, you know, use Skype to interview a moderator. You know, whether that be a super moderator or just a moderator, or one day, you know, hopefully, even one of the Three Amigos themselves. I mean, hell, what, maybe all of the Three Amigos. Anyway, I'll interview, you know, one sort of moderator every month or so, just to show everybody that they're sort of, you know, members just like us, just like me and you there. You know, they're not on a power trip or anything, they're just like us. And I think it would be quite good, you know, two guys or a girl and a guy having a chat, seeing what's going on in the world and what they think about it. And that's the plan there. So I'm going to see how we go with this. And I will, you know, let yous know. And as I said before, I want to hear your input on this via podcast if you can, because the more people will get out there podcasting, the better, you know, sort of thing. And we all know podcasting is, you know, pretty groovy. So yeah. Now I only have to find out how to record, you know, Skype conversations. I think I'll have to look into that. But I'm gonna head off now, you know, surf the forums and, you know, post some replies and maybe post a threat. I mean, who knows? It's whatever, you know, cosmic groovy sort of thing, you know, materializes in my mind, if you know what I'm saying. And we'll see how we go. Okay, but before I head off, I think that I think that I'll take you out with some more tunes. Let's see, I think we've had the Prodigy. Ah, okay. What I'll do is, I think we'll go out with some Metallica, okay? We'll go out with some Saint Anger. A great song, a great band. With a pretty good new bass player. Alrighty, so this is Omega 85 on ATS. Podcast member feed saying goodbye.